Blog Talk Radio.
You're so holy. yourself.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God, you all, for this time that we can come together one more time. We know last week around this time, we were not able to get on because there was a storm here, and so everything was frozen and cut off. So we thank God for another opportunity to get here, to be here, to be able to study the Word of God, to show ourselves approved, amen? So you all remember on Wednesday night, Bible study, we opened up our lines. And I don't see many people here in Bible study tonight, so I don't know where everybody is, but we still going to go forward. Amen? Amen. I don't know where yet. There's two or three gatherings. Bible says, well, there are two or more gatherings. And my name there, I am in the midst. So we thank you, Father God, for being in the midst on tonight. Let us say, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And Lord, we just can't thank you enough, but we want to thank you, Father God, that you kept us, Father God, through the storm, through heartache and pain, Lord God. When the enemy came in like a flood, Lord God, it was just steady, Lord God, that lift us up and kept us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way in this Bible study, Lord, bringing understanding, divine understanding, knowledge, and wisdom of who you are in your word, Father God, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. I come against every unteachable spirit on the line tonight. I come against every spirit of confusion, every hindering spirit, every spirit of doubt and disbelief, every spirit of fear, oppression, and depression, every spirit of anxiety. I come against every attack of the enemy, and I command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us, in our household, on this line, I command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for this deliverance. We thank you, Father God, that we are set free and that we are free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I wash us all through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith on tonight, we receive our cleansing right now, made new and made whole. I decree and declare new beginnings over us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are walking in our newness, hallelujah, that our past is our past. And we're looking toward the hallelujah, a higher calling in Christ Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way right now, Lord. Heal your children, oh God. Heal this land, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen. Amen, amen, amen. My voice is a little bit hoarse this evening, you all, because on the shout today, we just had a good time. I mean, we shouted and we shouted and we shouted. And Sister Connie had a great testimony. She told us today that she was in the line for water, and they were giving water. She went to stores and there was no water. So she went where they was giving water. But while she was waiting in the line, a truck stopped working. And when it was her time to go up, she couldn't go up. And she was trying to get the car to work, and this kind of, you could correct me, I'm just trying to get the study game. And she said she was, you know, trying, the lady came up and said, ma'am, what's going on? What are you, you know, that's what she said, my truck, it just went dead. She said, well, what are you going to do? She said, I've already prayed about it, and I'm about to start up and go now. And then she started the car right on up and was able to go on. And she said, they was like, how did they hop off each other? She said, my, won't he do it? And I said, didn't he do it? Amen. He's already done. And so, you know, just testimony and having that kind of faith. Amen. And I want y'all to understand that we're going to be talking about last time we were together. And Bible said we talked about healing and being able to heal and lay hands and heal and using the oil and healing and, you know, having the healing virtue of God to be able to heal ourselves and others, but having that same kind of faith that God can heal you no matter what your situation is, no matter what your illness is, that the enemy has spoke over your life and had decreed and declared to be yours. You know, so we get to the point of saying, oh, my God, my blood pressure is, my this, and just taking ownership of what the enemy has given us or tried to give us in decree and declare and having that kind of faith to be healed as well. You know, that kind of faith that God will do the impossible and speak it and walk in it. And that's exactly what Miss Connie did today. Not only did she speak it, she walked in it. She didn't say, well, we're going to check and see if it'll start now. She said, I'm about to start up and move now. Amen, amen. I remember one time I was, my daughter, it was her birthday, and we were going to go get her game from the store, and I couldn't stop my car for nothing. I mean, I tried seven times. I said, it's it. So the last time I went, I didn't say anything to them. And I went back out to try to fix, try to mess up the battery came on my car. And I got back in the car. The car started. I said, who was in here playing? He said, me. I said, somebody praying in this car. And he was praying all along. He was like, come on, Lord. And you know, having that childlike faith, she believed that, because she's a praying child. She knew if to not do anything else but to pray to God and that he would answer her prayers. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to Bible study. I see Sister Dillard is here. Amen. Bible study normally is packed on Wednesday, so I don't know if everybody's there. You know, I don't know if they're just trying to recover from last week. Some people are trying to sleep because, I don't know, I didn't get a whole lot of, I did sleep through the storm, but it was just something about, you still was kind of tired. It was kind of like a whole waiting thing and trying to see what was going to be next or what was it. You know, you just, we never had that experience before. At least I haven't. I don't know about you all who's been here a little bit longer than we have to have that experience of that kind of snowstorm and freezing. I've never experienced that. Or at least when we did have, we were able to have electricity and have warmth. I don't think I've experienced it where there was no power and then, you know, no water for some people and still going through that now. But I thank God, you know, that God kept us all, amen? Because many people lost their lives, believe it or not. We didn't lose any family members, but someone lost a loved one, you know, during those times. So we just thank God for keeping us, amen, and just being in a place of gratefulness. Amen. For you all tonight, we're going to be talking about praying for those who have been torn apart. It may have been you. Me at some point in time or someone else that you know that are going through something, you know, their whole life and everything has been ripped apart. The enemy has really just been bit by bit and piece by piece just tearing them apart. I mean, family member after family member. I mean, you're going like, how much more can that person take? You know, so just we're going to talk about praying for those who have been thrown apart. And we're going to start in the book of Psalm chapter 7, verse 2. That Psalm, you all, you can grab your Bibles, chapter 7, verse 2. Yeah. Amen. Let me know when y'all have it. How y'all feeling tonight, Sister Connie and Mother Dillard? Pastor Manning?
I'm feeling sleepy.
Sleepy, okay.
Sleepy.
We got sleepy. We got sleepy on the line. Let's come against that sleeping spirit. What else we got? We got tired. Let's come against that tired spirit.
Yeah.
What else we got? Frustration. Let's come against that frustrated spirit.
Yeah.
Send them out. Jesus, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against it right now. Sister Connie, how you feeling? Sister Connie. Chapter 7, verse 2. Sister Connie, can you hear me? I don't know if she has it on mute. I know that Sister Connie number, 3076, last four digits. Darvina, welcome. How are you feeling, Evangelist Darvina?
Ma'am.
How are you feeling this evening?
I'm blessing yourself.
We good. We thank God for you. Amen. All right, so we're in the book of Psalm, you all. Chapter 7, verse 2. The Bible says, lest they tear me like a lion, rendering me in pieces while there is none to deliver. So Satan, as we know, is like a roaring lion. He's a roaring lion. See, lions tear apart their victims, you all. This tearing apart represents violence that is done to victims when they get caught in Satan's trap or in his grasp, y'all. See, and tear means to pull apart or into pieces by force or wrench or rip apart. I don't know if you all have experienced that in your life. It just seemed like, you would feel like you was tore to pieces of someone you might know. See, a person's soul can be ripped apart, y'all.
Yeah.
The mind,
yeah.
The will,
yeah.
And emotions can be torn apart. So as you make yourself available to minister deliverance to those the Lord brings to you, you will come across many who have been torn apart by the enemy. See, their families have been torn apart, you all. Their relationships have been torn apart. Their churches have been torn apart. Their marriages have been torn apart. Their finances, their businesses, or careers have been torn apart, and they are left in ruin. They're left in ruin. If we go over to the book, we're still in the book of Psalms, you all, chapter 35.
Yeah.
And I want y'all to go with me here because it is Bible study. 5 verse 15.
Yeah.
35 verse 15. Yeah. Let me know when y'all have it.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 35 and 15. The Bible says, but in my adversity they rejoiced and gathered together, attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. They did not cease. So, you all, and sometimes as in Mark chapter 1, verse 26, it shows us, if you want to go over there, Pastor, can you go there for me? Mark chapter 1. Verse 26. Let's go together. Mark chapter 1. And y'all can write these down. Mark chapter 1, verse 26.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, you got to go ahead and read it, Sister Dilla.
It says, and when the unclean spirit had tore him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Okay, so here in the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 26, shows us you may be ministering to someone and casting out demonic strongholds, but the evil spirits try to hold and will sometimes try to tell a person when it's coming out.
Yeah.
So I've never been to a church before, and they'll be trying to cast out their thing, and the person that be on the phone, they be foaming at the mouth, and they be fighting or convulsing. So that thing is trying to tear that person up as it's coming out. So when the unclean spirit had torn him, the Bible says, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. So this person will need healing, you all, and restoration. After they've been delivered, now they need healing and restoration. Amen? So when something has been torn, it needs to be where you are mended. It needs to now be mended and stitched back together, yes. So one of the definitions of healing is to stitch or to sew back together. Anybody ever been stitched or been torn? I know I've had stitches before. You know, the same thing of being stitched and sewn back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, from your teeth. And so we often pray, you all, for any part of a person's life that has been torn apart to be healed and put back together. See, those who have had painful divorces, or often they feel torn, or relationships that you love someone, and it just see that separation, whether it's a mother and child, or father and son, or whatever, to be torn, you know, they just often feel like they've been torn, you know, torn from that relationship, and it's painful. So I encourage you to pray this way when you discern that someone's life has been torn apart by life circumstances. Let them know that God is a restorer.
Yes.
He is the restorer, and he makes all things new.
Amen.
He makes all things new. So there is healing and restoration for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, does anyone have any questions at this point? Was it clear? Was it, you know, clear enough?
Yes, very clear. I got a comment.
Okay.
I realize that. Good evening, everyone. Before I just get started, good evening, every single one is online. I realize that You know, God gives us a spirit of discernment, and this spirit of discernment, you know, we can see where a person has been torn in their life, even if they're healed from it. You know, there's still a scars, you know, that are left behind. When you get stitched up, you know, sometimes, you know, you're healed from it, but there's still a scars. And we as people, we should not be the person that would try to open up those old wounds. When I mean open up those old wounds, it means try to steal a person's joy away from them, or steal a person's, when they've been restored, but here there's somebody trying to take you back to the place. You know, we have to
reset them.
You know, and the Bible tells us, you know, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that's the very thing that we do when we see a scar, or we see when someone's healed. We try to steal the joy. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to steal the joy of away from you, because if he knows he can steal your joy away, he can reset you or put you back in that place. Put you back in that place, you know. So people stay in that place of joy, knowing that you have already been healed. And because you have already been healed and you're being delivered, you know, stay delivered and stay free. And stay free of people that try to put you back in that place where you were, where you wasn't operating, you know what I'm saying, in Christ, where you were operating, you know, outside of Christ. You know, stay away from those people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stay delivered and set free.
Yes.
Amen. Be healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. All right, I'm really enjoying this Bible study. I'm not going to hold you out too long. You know, I try not to give too much at one time, to allow what we learn to take root and manifest.
Yes.
And that way you can, you know, you can ponder on that thing and then allow it to become part of you. So now you have it, so now you can give it to someone else. Freely it's been given to you, now freely you can give to another so that they can be healed, delivered, and set free. Amen.
Yes.
And learning and knowing what to pray. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk a little bit about here as we move on. We'll wrap up here around 7:45. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And the reason why I'm saying is, when we think about the story of Esther, you are thinking about that story. Let's go to the book of Esther in chapter 4, verse 14. You have come, and I was ready for this, thanking God for setting your time for such a time as this. You know, sometimes we want to go before time. Sometimes we want to go after time. But there is a set time in your life you realize, oh, my God, what God is doing in you for such a time as this for your family. You know, even for me, I would say, thank you, Father God, for such a time as this, that you are grooming me a few years ago, preparing me for what you have for me to do for my family. So when we look in the book of Esther, you all, Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Esther, Darlene, do you have your Bible?
Esther 4, 17.
So, Darlene, you got your Bible with you? Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
Mm-hmm. 14, amen.
Darlene,
I have it, but I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. I'm sorry. That's okay.
Ma'am.
We have Pastor Mann, you have it? All right, Pastor Mann, can you read that for me?
Okay. Esther chapter 4 and verses 14. For if thou altogether, I read from the King James Version, everyone. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall the enlargement and the deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth where thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Amen. Amen, amen. So that's in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. So understand, y'all, God will deliver and enlarge. Amen. God will deliver and enlarge. So the question is whether it will come through you or arise from another place. See, another place is another source or another way or another area or another quarter. See, Esther had to make a choice. She could be the person, amen, she could be the person through whom deliverance and enlargement came, or God would use another. So, if God is with me, I'll make a choice today.
I make a choice today.
That deliverance.
That deliverance.
And enlargement.
And enlargement.
Will come through my life.
Come through my life.
I desire. For it to arise.
For it to arise.
In this place.
I have come.
Into the kingdom. For such a time as this. Amen. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
In
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, you are coming to the kingdom for such a time as this, Carol. For such a time as this, Davina. For such a time as this, Connie. For such a time as this, Dorsey. For such a time as this, Tawanika. You are coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The kingdom assignment is to bring deliverance and enlargement. Let it come forth in your place. Don't hold your peace. Don't be silent. Speak to this generation. Lift up your voice in intercession. Your intercession will bring deliverance and enlargement. Preach deliverance to the captive. Cast out Venus. Loose the captive. Deliverance will always bring enlargement. If you don't do it, then God will cause it to arise from another place.
Yes.
Why not let it be your place? Yes. Let it be your life. Let it be your church. Let it be your ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
That's a
good
exactly what we're called to do, you know. God wants to use each and every one of you. Every single one, every single body have experienced some type of brokenness somewhere in their lives, whether in their youth or even you maybe just experienced like a year ago. See, this is that place where God heals and where he delivers and he sets free. Because there's somebody out there, there's somebody that you will meet that is going through the same thing that you have already went through. And you can let God use you to be able to lose healing, lose deliverance into them. If they can look at you and see how God has delivered you, that'll put them in that place where they have that same faith that you have, that they also can be delivered.
Amen, amen.
That's that enlargement.
Yes, Lord.
Rising right there.
Amen, amen. Amen. Does anyone have any questions so far?
Mm-mm.
Any questions, Sister Demet?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, okay. Just want to make sure that we have a, come again, Mama.
I said, not today. Not yet.
Okay, just making sure we have an understanding of what's being taught about. I don't want to go forward if we don't have an understanding. You
want to move on? Yeah, I do want to say something, because a lot of times, you know, when we get to talk about certain things, you know, I want to be personal about my own personal life and not to be long-witted, but there was a time to where I just used to always trust people. I just used to just trust people. I mean, I used to trust the wrong people. And I used to take, you know, the kindness of me and just used to just mentally just break me. They would do all kind of things just to see how they can break me. And that tore my heart apart, because I always trusted, you know, that everybody had good in them. Yeah, you know, because when you're growing up, you know, as a youth, you always look at every single body's good. That's what they teach you in school. Everybody's good. This is good. This is good. And you know what? It's supposed to be like that, but it's not. That's not the case. And like I said, I used to get just crushed and just torn. And I'm telling you, it took, you know, me actually putting my eyes, you know, in a place of reality that, you know, everybody don't mean no good. Everybody don't mean you good. And when you can put yourself in that place where you can identify, you know, these lions and these wolves and these scorpions, and I'm talking about people that are there to tear you down and that's already torn you down, you know, you can be in that place and say, okay, well, now I can identify it. I'm not going to be like you want me. I'm not going to be torn. I'm not going to be broken, you know, for the rest of my life, because God has already healed me. And you know how to, you know, to come. You know how to live now. You got to come out of that place, and now you know how to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be transparent and open so that we can be delivered.
Yeah.
And I want to, in the fact that you said that, I want to talk about the demons that have possessed a lot of people's lives. a lot of times they say you don't need to know the names of the demons, but it's so important because even in the Bible, we want to talk about that. You all hear me all the time saying, come out, calling it out, come out, come out. I want to talk a little bit about that tonight. When we look in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 9. That's Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Mark chapter 5, verse 9. Amen. I see Sister Jordan that you're in Bible study. Welcome. God bless you. Welcome. Last 4 digits of your phone number, 2955. Welcome. Welcome.
Mark 5.
Everyone, your line is open so we can hear you as well. Yes, Mark chapter 5, verse 9.
Yeah.
The Bible says, then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. So, you all, some argue that we don't need to know the specific names of demons. After all, what's in a name? So I want you to understand that a name is a word, a phrase that that designates a person. So remember that when we are dealing with demons, we are dealing with personalities, not things. See, names are what we use to identify a person. So if someone shouts in the crowd, hey, you come here, you wouldn't know who you wouldn't know who they was talking to, which you they were calling for, right?
That's right.
So, but if someone calls you by your name in a crowd, there will be an immediate response by you, right? So names are used to identify. So each one of us receives a name at birth that we identify, that identifies us for the rest of our lives, right? Whether it's a nickname or birth name, you know, if they call you by your birth name or your nickname, you know a difference of people from school, they call you by your name. And then your family call you by your nickname, but there's still a name that identifies you that's attached to you. So you will answer to that name a thousand times throughout your lifetime. So on the other hand, to be nameless means to be obscure or undistinguished. It means to be anonymous. See, anonymous means not recognized. See, demons don't want you to recognize them.
Right.
They want you to be, they want to be anonymous. So even though they have names, they would rather you not know them. See, look, see, this verse, you are, I want you to understand this. It gives a revelation dealing with the enemy. Jesus commanded the devil to identify himself by name. So once the enemy, you are identified himself, Jesus cast him out. See, this is the power. This is the power of identification. Identification.
That's right.
What's that? If you can identify the thief.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right.
So identification. Make him pay.
There's a sevenfold recompense.
That's right. So this is the problem of identification, y'all. Identifying the enemy is the key to casting him out. See, the more believers you all can identify the enemy by name, the more successful they will be in driving the enemy out. So understand this. There are different kinds of spirits with different rankings and different names. The name of a spirit identifies his character and what he does. When we look, let's go to the book of Philippians, you all. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. Philippians chapter 2. And if you get it first, say amen. I want you to read it for me. Philippians chapter 2. Mama, we can hear you in Bible study. We got the names over there. Philippians chapter 2.
Therefore.
Amen. Hold on, Pastor Manny, got it?
Yes. Well, for God.
Philippians chapter 2 and verses 9 through 10. Do you have it, Mother Dilla? Okay. You can go ahead if you wanted to, if you want to read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. It says, therefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Let's read 11 just for the sake. And 11 says, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And when you look in the book of Ephesians, you are chapter 1, verse 21. It says, for above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
Amen.
And that is which to come. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Yes.
See, Jesus has been even a name above all names.
Amen.
Every name must bow to the name of Jesus.
That's right.
See, notice when we are dealing with names, y'all, we are dealing with principalities and powers.
My Lord.
See, once you identify the names of the enemy, you can use the name of Jesus to destroy them.
That's right.
Demons have names, y'all,
right.
And they must submit to the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Hallelujah.
Let's talk about the common demon names and the groupings of these demons.
Yes.
How about that, y'all? Let's destroy these demons tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and deal with this thing tonight. See, I'm going to give you all a list of common demon names.
Yes.
See, this list is by no means comprehensive, but it represents a cross-section of demon spirits. These are common demon groupings.
Yes.
Spirits that usually operate together. When we talk about grouping, these spirits, they operate together.
Yes.
So, however, but they're led, be led by the Holy Spirit, because these are endless combinations, you are, of spirits that will link up and operate together.
Oh, yes.
They will operate together. And when I call them out, you're going to identify them and say, oh, I had that one. Oh, yeah, well, I got that one. I definitely had that one, too. And when I got that one, I got that. I got the 4 and the 5 of that one. So let's talk about your addiction. Addiction.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Addiction.
That's right.
It's a demon.
That's right.
It brings on alcohol, drugs.
Yeah.
Amen. Identify the name of the drug. Nicotine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. Then you have bondage and gluttony.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Then we have bitterness. Bitterness. Root of bitterness. Hidden bitterness. Anger.
Yes. That's
resentment.
Right.
Revenge. Retaliation.
That's
murder. Hatred and rage. Depression.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, we talk about the grouping in you all. Bring sadness, loneliness, suicide, death, self-destruction, gloom, self-pity, fear, fears of hurt, rejection, death, witchcraft, authority, darkness, accidents, torment, apprehension, timidity, shyness, terror, panic, worry, dread. Come on now, you all. These are demons in the prison. You all, it's operating, and a lot of us are have lust. You all, we're talking about lust, adultery. You know what it calls you? They'll work together, adultery and fornication and masturbation and pornography, perversion and rape and sexual impurity.
Oh, yeah.
You all, pride, bringing on arrogance, haughtiness, self-righteousness, vanity, ego and perfection.
Right.
Then you got rebellion, which brings grouped up with stubbornness and anti-submissiveness and disobedience, anger, hatred of authority, witchcraft, control, possessiveness and domination.
That's
rejection
right.
is another rejection from the womb. You all bring self-rejection and hurt and deep hurt and bitterness and anger, hatred, fear of rejection, fear and insecurity, depression, sadness and loneliness. These are groups of demons that are operating together. See, and then religious, you are tradition, bondage, legalism, and hypocrisy, and deception, error, heresy, false gifts, and religious control, and witchcraft.
That's right.
It's another you all. Bring on sorcery and divination, fortune telling, occult, idolatry, astrology, and more. See, demon spirits, you all, they work in groups.
That's right.
And they seldom work alone.
That's right.
See, there is a leader or strong man over each group.
That's right.
For example, the spirit of rejection comes from hurt, comes from bitterness, comes from self-rejection, a fear of rejection.
Yeah.
See, believers need to become familiar with demon groupings in order to be more effective in thoroughly riding people of demons, ridding people of demons.
Yeah.
Certain demons will usually link up with another.
Mm-hmm.
They'll link up with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Rebellion and witchcraft will work together.
Yeah.
And so does stubbornness and idolatry.
Amen.
When we look in the book of 1 Samuel, if someone pull it for me here, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
Yeah.
First Samuel, you all, somebody pulling for me here. I want us all to work together here in this Bible study. It's not just me alone, but we're here together to learn and to study the word, to show myself approved. Amen.
Right.
First Samuel, you all, when you get it, say amen. First Samuel chapter 15. And I need more than just Sister Dillard and Pastor Manning here tonight. Come on. First Samuel chapter 15 and 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
Amen. If they're scared, I'll read it. Go ahead. Don't be scared. Amen.
Can I get somebody else to read?
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23.
Yeah,
do we have somebody out there that's willing to read the scripture?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. You said 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. I'm sorry, I was unpacking. 23, let's see.
Okay,
it's
thank you.
Yes, ma'am, this is the New Living Translation. Rebellion is as sinful as craft, its stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
All right. So this is in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 23, you all. See, when casting off spirits of infirmity, you will often encounter death and destruction.
Yes, Lord.
Death and destruction. Demons work in groups to vex believers.
Yeah. Yeah.
To vex you all means to torment.
Yes.
When we look in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, and that they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. So the word vex in this verse is the Greek word of okilo, which means to mob. A mob is a group of persons bent on riotous actions, you all. You know what a riot is? So they have riotous actions. See, once believers receive the knowledge of how demons link up and operate together, they will be more effective in casting out devils.
Yes.
See, deliverance can then be exposed and spread you all out of every part of our being. Amen?
Amen.
See, often it is effective to command the ruling spirits to come out with their entire group.
That's right. That's
with their entire group, not just one, because they're hard behind one another, you know, hoping that one will be left behind just to bring the other one back in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They'll leave, try to leave one in there so they can have a way back in.
Yes.
So at other times, the low-ranking spirits can be driven out first, and then the ruling spirits are cast out. So each group has a ruler that needs to be bound and cast out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:9, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered.
Yes.
So don't allow the enemy to put a stronghold in your mind that you don't need to know about Satan and demons.
Yes.
And the word tells us that through knowledge, because the Bible says a lot of people perish from the lack of
knowledge. Right.
So through knowledge, and I'll say it again, through knowledge, the just shall be delivered.
Yes.
See, the knowledge, you all, knowledge is the key to deliverance.
Amen.
The more you know about the enemy and his operation, the more you will be able to defeat him and cast him out.
That's right.
My husband had this thing around here where he identified the enemy. He'd say, I see you. Oh, you thought that was him.
Yeah.
He'll call out, I see you. I see what you're doing. I caught you. I caught you. I see how you're doing it. See, it's having the knowledge and seeing how he operates.
Yeah.
See, ignorance of the devil and his demons will rob you of your deliverance. You need to know the names of different kinds of evil spirits and their operation, how they link up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
You ever drank, and when you drink, you find yourself
doing all kinds of stuff. Right after
you know?
Yeah.
Then you're laying up with somebody you shouldn't be laying up with, and there comes porn, and that's, you know, then comes depression, and then you're full of anxiety, because then, you know, it just, they link up you all. You need to be able to identify them and cast them out. You know, we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. You need to know your enemy if you are to defeat him.
Yes, right. That's right.
Yes, you are to defeat him. Well, and I'm going to go back to Superman. They knew in order to beat Superman, they had to have kryptonite. I'm just saying. They knew exactly what to do. Nothing else worked, but that particular thing they knew to use for that. For, now, kryptonite didn't work on Batman. But it worked on Superman. I'm just giving you an example. See, remember, God's people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So if you try to think about this, and I'm just giving an example, try to think they was going to get rid of Superman with a net or with water, that would work. But once you know, once you have the knowledge of how to attack the enemy, then why would you not use that? So don't allow a lack of knowledge to open the door for the spirit of destruction.
Amen.
You all, I'm going to stop right there. And when we get back next week, we're going to talk about exposing the enemy. We're going to expose the enemy.
I'm about to give you four places that the Bible tells us four demons, not Satan. We've studied this here. We've studied this over here in pulling down strongholds. So don't forget this. This teaching that we had, you know, for a month or so, you know, pulling down strongholds. Satan has four leaders, four demons that we fight, or four powers that we fight. And Ephesians 6 tells us, you know, who these devils are. These are devils underneath him. And these, they are principalities. They are powers. See, these are devils. Principalities of one. Powers is another one. Rulers of darkness of this world is another one, and spiritual wickedness in high places. See, these four places right here, if you don't realize that this is where all these demons come from, all these demons that you fight, every single thing that you can ever do in your life, these demons that you have, they come from these four places, and these are the devils right here. This is the place where we need to cast out these people right here. Mm-hmm. Need to cast out these devils, because you cast these devils here out, and all the rest of them have to go.
Amen. So next week we're going to talk about exposing the enemy, you all, and we're going to pray this prayer to wrap them out. So we're going to pray that prayer, and then you all can go back and be able to have a copy of that prayer through archive, through Bible study. That way you can use it for yourself and for others.
Hallelujah.
To wrap those demons out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll take any comments or questions at this time. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. Hello, Miss Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'll just call your name and then you let me know if you don't say amen. If you do, then go ahead. I'll start with Sister Billy.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Connie.
Oh. Amen.
Amen. Sister Jordan Adams.
Amen.
All right, Evangelist Darvina Bentley.
Amen.
I'm not sure we have a guest tonight. The last four digits of your number is 2955. There you go, 281. Hello?
Amen.
What's your name? Is this
Amen.
James?
James Smith.
How you doing, Brother Smith? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing well. Mm-hmm.
Good. We thank God for having you here tonight. Amen. Pastor Manny?
Great lesson tonight. Amen again.
Amen. God bless you all. I hope you all enjoyed the lesson tonight. If you have any further questions, write those down for us and have them ready for us for next Wednesday's Bible study. Like I said, next Wednesday we'll be studying. We will expose the enemy, and then we're going to pray that prayer to rot the enemy out. Amen. God bless everyone.
Yeah.
I thank God for you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for one more time. Father God, for all that was learned on tonight, Lord God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power and the Spirit that we are transformed, Lord God. Oh, Lord, by your word on tonight, Lord God, that we are made new, Lord God, and we're going to walk in our newness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask for all that we learned, Father God, on tonight, Lord God. Let it take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father God, we just just want to say thank you, Brother God, that we are God. All that we learn here, Brother God, to come against the enemy, we are catching waves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we love you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Lord, as we leave this place, we want your presence. Lord, I ask that you protect your children, oh God, your sons and your daughters. Let your hedge of protection be around us, Brother God. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we love you. I declare and declare Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, the judgment of God shall for this thy inheritance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to send your ministry, angels, oh God, to minister us, oh God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God, bring the restoration, bring in healing and deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, for the God, let us see dreams, oh God, that will change the world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God,
thank you,
I see them in the new hour and time, oh God, oh Lord, let all be restored, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the assignment on tonight. And everyone that's in attendance over their home, all that they have, and all that we will have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, fill us the Holy Spirit with the Holy Spirit right now. Father God, let there be a place in the heaven on today, oh God. Oh Lord, pour our blessing upon this house, in the house of your children, oh God, and we won't have room enough to receive that others will be blessed by the overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray for the land and the people of Jerusalem right now. Oh Lord, heal your children, oh God, from making the nation, oh God, city to city, town to town, house to house. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, my God, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, and we can bring the prayer right there. The very hours that we're living in church for you, my Lord, and made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you don't have no way in us. We are children of God, born again, but the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. My Lord, he carried them all shining in my heart. My God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, yes, come on, Anna. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ, that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, that the will of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, to God be the glory, amen, hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, come on, Anna. Jesus, Jesus. God bless everyone tonight. Peace be still. I bind us all right now, hallelujah, to the peace of the Lord our God. I bind our minds with the mind of Christ and our will with the will of God our Heavenly Father. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare that your life will never be the same, that God is doing a new great thing in your life. I promise our victory, success. Oh, right now, hallelujah. Financial blessings right now, supernatural strength. I just declare, as I prophesy, as a prophetess of God, that God is already working out everything that is for your good. God is turning around right now for your good. Amen. Everybody, everybody, Jesus Christ, my blessed God, keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all will be back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for our midweek service, and we're surely looking forward to it. My husband and I will be preaching that word on tomorrow. Tag team back again. Yeah, just, amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Y'all have a good night. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine?